And as he said, my name is Lane Albritton. Actually, it's Matthew Lane Albritton, in case you're looking in the telephone or something. And I was...
61 in there for all.
No, just leave it. I've got to get it to the next song. Now this tape is just like it happened, so it hadn't been edited or anything. This was several years ago at Bethlehem. And we have trouble getting them keyed sometimes. But this is a method of singing by the shape of the note. You look at it and fa, sol, la, mi is the four notes and there's each shape and you call it by a shape.
I don't know. I got old.
Trying to get a key, as I say, sometimes is a little problem. So, I don't know what number that is, so I didn't hear. Sometimes I know. We've been having singing every fifth Sunday for over 100 years. So fa, la, so fa,
so fa, so fa, fa, la, mi, la, so la,
so, so, so. Could Bob be called All Hail Power of Jesus' Name? In our book, it's Coronation. And normally we just sing one verse, but sometimes just have to sing one. So, I really got a tickle in there. That was Sweet Rivers. Okay, we're going to change the order here. This is not a rehearsed, planned program. In fact, I come up here completely in the dark, and we've been playing it by ear. And we set it up a little bit. I was scheduled for 3:30, but I just about have to be home before dark. I just don't hardly drive after dark anymore. Tomorrow is the singing day, and it would be a...
They probably don't realize even what kind of singing we're talking about here. This is shape note singing. It's a whole different kind of singing from the regular sheet music that we have in most singings, isn't it? Could you explain a little bit about what shape note singing is?
Well, it's just a system of calling the notes by the shape of them rather than having to worry what line they're on the staff, like your F-A-C-E if you're a musician. I don't really know that much music because I've never really taken music. What I've learned just by singing. But you call it by the shape. Of course, it's going to go up or down according to where it is on the staff, but you don't have to worry about that. When you call it, you just call it by its shape. Fa is triangular, and sol is round, and la is square, and mi is a diamond shape.
Whereas in regular music, we use oval notes.
Yeah, just all of them are oval most of the time.
They're all oval. In shape note singing, the music is represented by either four shapes or seven shapes. Now, there's a seven-shape note system, which Mr. Albritton doesn't use. He's a four-note singer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you get together every fifth Sunday of the month.
No, it's not fifth Sunday of the month. It's every month that's got five Sundays. You get on that fifth Sunday. May has five Sundays in it, so this is the fifth Sunday coming up tomorrow. And next one will be in July.
And how long have y'all been singing at this particular location down in...
The location is, they tell me that they moved there in May of 1925. Before that, they sang at the schoolhouse. That was called Johnson School, and that's where my father went, and all my aunts and older aunts and uncles went there. They walked across the woods to that particular school. But then they built a new school about 4 miles south of there, and when they moved into the new school, the singing moved over to the church.
Now you all sing in the church. Just as a matter of convenience, you're not actually part of the church.
As a matter of, it's a place to, just a place to sing. We could just as easily meet in somebody's barn. It wouldn't make that much difference.
Right.
We don't have to have any musical, they have no musical instruments. Once in a while, we'll let somebody use a pitch pipe to help you a little bit, get the key, because sometimes it's awful hard to get the key.
Can you tell us a little bit about where shape note singing came from? Where did it originate?
Well, it came over from England in the early days. The four shape came over from England in the early days, and I don't know just how far back it goes beyond that. The other three notes are a rather recent addition by the Italians. That's why you got do, re, mi type thing. It's an Italian sound. But that's just more fairly new. It's probably several hundred years old, but comparatively it's new. They brought those shape notes with them from England when they came over.
And what was the purpose of using shaped notes rather than the regular standard musical notation?
Because it's easier to remember four notes than it is to remember seven notes is one of the reasons. And I really don't know a whole lot about that, but I've tried to learn the shape notes and somehow I just can't get it. But these are simpler and easier and seem like they flow better than the others do.
When y'all get together on these months that have fifth Sundays, you all get together about 10 o'clock in the morning and you sing for a couple of hours until lunchtime. And what do you do?
Then we have lunch till 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, we go back in and sing till we give out. all together, or quit at 3 o'clock, whichever comes first.
And where do these people come from that sing?
Well, from Vero Beach, from Fort Myers and Naples, Winter Haven, Orlando. We had some last time from over next to Pensacola. One Barfield girl came from Bonifay, and the brother came from Niceville, which is right at Fort Walton Beach. Mm. And that's every once in a while we cut them out of Ozark, Alabama, come down and visit us. But it's kind of like us trying to sing a while ago, whether you heard it or not. A group was here from Gainesville, and we'd never sang together. We got here and tried to sing. It was kind of difficult, but I enjoyed it anyway.
Mm-hmm. You want to put some more tapes on, put some more music on, and listen to some more?
Yeah.
This is Mr. Albritton's last visit here. He's leaving this afternoon, so he's not going to be around tomorrow at all. So this is his last time to get up and talk about his singing. Let's get his tape recorder set up and maybe get some more music on.
Let me give you one mournful one here, just me trying to sing it. I don't know whether I can or not, and then we'll turn the tape recorder back on. And this is a song that a lot of your conventions end with. It was, "My Christian friends in bonds of love, whose hearts in sweetest union join, your friendships like a drawing band, yet we must take the parting hand. Your company's sweet, your union dear, your words delightful to my ear, yet when I see that we must part, you draw like cords around my heart. How fast the hours have passed away since we have met to sing and pray. How loath we are to leave the place where Jesus shows his smiling face. Oh, could I stay with friends so kind? How would it cheer my drooping mind? But duty makes me understand that we must take the parting hand." And if you can sing that in a crowd without crying, you're tough. Thank you. Let's see what we got on here. Like I was telling you, this is exactly the way it happened. All the talking, even had some prayer on this, the opening prayer on this tape. We'll have to. I think you get a better idea of all the parts when we sing it off, get it off of the tape.
We can close the doors and see if it's not a window.
Yeah.
Kind of
feels good, but...
Oh, yes, it does.
You won't be very good very long.
So, spices yield a rich perfume, the lilies grow and thrive. Refreshing showers of grace divine from Jesus flow to every vine. makes the dead revive.
That's 64. In case you wanted to. And it's kind of hard to sing against that music over there. Refreshing flowers. That's sure hard to sing against that.
How about firm foundation?
Well, it's better now. I had that real bad tickle a minute ago. We're just going to do a couple more and then call it off. My wife's making motions back here.
So la so la so so la fa la fa so fa fa la so so fa la so so la fa 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 la so la so so la fa la fa so fa fa la so so fa. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say when to you he hath said, you unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
I want to say something right here, just a kind of a storyteller. You know, I think I might make a better storyteller than a singer. But in World War II, I carried one of these books with me. And we were steaming in a real calm sea. There's no ripples. It was just like glass. It had little swells. And we were way out somewhere between the Palau Islands and the Philippine Islands cruising. And I was thinking, my Lord, even the Lord doesn't know where I'm at. This couldn't be Lane Allbutton, way out here in the middle of nowhere. Nobody knows where he is. And this song, and I can't hardly sing that song. It's Firm Foundation on page 72, if you want to look in the book. And I always have to sing this song that says, at home and abroad, on the land, on the sea. And it gives, I think maybe it's on this one. Let's see.
In every condition, in sickness, in health, in poverty veil, or abounding in wealth, at home and abroad, on the land, on the sea, as thy days may thee mend, shall your suffer shall be. And will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my righteous omnipotent hand.
Thank you very much. That's going to be all for us this time, and I've enjoyed it, but we do have to, like it says, other duties that we have to do. And so we're going to be going now. The Lord bless you.
Let's give Mr. Albright another round of applause. It's so nice to have him up here. This example of shape note singing like this.